I've got to say, one of the best things, in fact, probably the best thing that ever came from my family growing up as a very youngster, is being exposed to music about age 2 or 3, you know, putting all the mum and dad's records on the machine, playing them and getting used to what music was all about and exploring the whole avenue of life. And it turns out that it may have a positive impact when it comes to children's development. And Chelsea Harry from the University of the Sunshine Coast, an academic researcher and educator of music there, pretty much has a similar vein of thought. Good morning, Chelsea. I guess to start with, is having your children at a young age listening to music, does that have a positive effect?
Yeah, good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me. It's great field of research at the moment. There's a lot being done when you look at what's possible now with neuroscience. We've got some amazing medical imaging that's happening of brains. And when we look at the impact of music, particularly the activity of playing music, listening to music, interacting with music, even from the youngest of age, we can see a real development across the neural pathways of the brain and just what it turns on in the brain, a bit like fireworks, really.
Is that right? So how does it actually, how does it do it, and what effect does it have?
Well, the biggest thing, I suppose, is that when you're using music, whether it's playing it, listening to it, engaging with it, reading it, producing it yourself, you're using so many of your senses and beginning to increase the capacity of the brain to, be able to do things that it never could do before unless it had the impact of music, basically. We know from science that music, more than any other human activity, turns on more centres of the brain. And musicians, it's been proven, can even develop more grey matter in their brain, which is just fascinating to me. They can actually increase the size of their prefrontal cortex, to use a big word, which is really just that area of the brain that looks after all our memory, all the ability to know where we're going, what was just said to us, directions, rules, regulations, the way we interact with maths and science. It's fascinating, hence my area of research.
Chelsea, I hate to be the fly in the ointment and I hate to prove your research bung, but I'm definitely the exception to that rule in many cases. Started with music as a two-year-old and musician, all of that. But seriously, if we are introducing children or grandkids to music, are there specific types that would be more beneficial than others? I guess that can be a taste thing as well, can't it?
It can be a taste thing. And if we just think about it for a moment as engaging with your child's future. If you think of music in your home as a way of tapping them into brain processes that they wouldn't actually enjoy if they just got the music that you listen to all the time. If you start to spread your interests a little bit and play a bit of classical music or music at least without words, then a child's auditory processes start to open up because they're listening to all the nuances of classical music, perhaps all the pitch differences, the dynamic differences, the expressive differences, and that's waking up auditory processing, it's waking up oral discrimination, and even down to real simple things like singing lullabies to your kids, bouncing them on your knee, making up rhythms and rhymes, they will start to develop an understanding of language constructs at a very early age, the way that music and meter interact. I think our bodies are actually a predisposition to be a bit musical, Mark. We've got
agree.
A heartbeat for one, but
I would agree.
We love it. You watch kids move to music, and so they do seem to have a disposition and affinity with it.
All of that will be fine as long as the parent that's singing the lullabies doesn't have my singing voice. Other than that, they'll be okay, Chelsea. on your way out the door, what are you listening to at the moment? I'm just throw that at you.
What do I listen to?
Yeah.
Oh, look, I'm a big jazz fan. To be perfectly honest, I love my jazz music, and my children themselves are learning instruments, and I'm hoping that they'll imbibe some of that, what I think is the most heavenly sound, to be able to improvise within a jazz idiom. I think it's a great sound.
Until they decide that they want to be a rock musician, and then you'll have that.
I'm trying to avoid that. I'm trying to avoid that at all costs.
You've got them on the right path, Chelsea. Thanks for sharing that this morning, something that I think most of us were kind of on board with to start with. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, thanks for your call. Thanks, Mark.
Chelsea Harry from the University of the Sunshine Coast. Yeah, it is a really good thing to get kids or the grandkids in, that is for sure. Music at an early age. Couldn't agree more.